All my friends will be there. It's a grass skirt.
Grass skirt.
Grass skirt. Grass skirt.
Grass skirt.
Grass skirt. It's green, it's itchy, but I don't mind. When it's swishing through the breeze, it feels so fine. Got my bikini top, it's orange and red. I'm a coconut princess and I'm gonna knock you dead in my grass. Some passion in your grass skirt.
Beautiful people and the problems in the summertime.
I feel like I can't be wrong. In bed with my sunglasses on, I feel like I can't be wrong. In bed with my sunglasses on.
Hey, morning. Sorry, just testing if this works. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in. Good morning. You're currently listening to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, broadcasting live in Mission District in San Francisco. Sorry, for the past hour, we were trying to figure out how to work the mic. And we did it. So yay, glad to be able to communicate with you this morning and share things I have in store for you. All right, so the show is Fractal Chambers. It's kind of officially summertime, I guess. In a couple weeks it's summertime, but the sun is out more and it's a bit more windy, but still it like feels good to be outdoors and not feel overwhelmingly warm because there's a gust going on. But anyways, that being said, it's starting to feel more like summer, or whatever the San Francisco equivalent of summer is. So, since I'm in that mood, I want to share some songs that kind of remind me of that feeling, or kind of make me kind of amplify those feelings of, oh, everything's so nice now. Anyways, yeah, so this is Fractal Chambers. That last track you just heard was Saturday Looks Good to Me with Sunglasses. That's actually the version that was released on the EP. So the Saturday Looks Good to Me, they released this one album that, in my opinion, like, as a big, big Saturday Looks Good to Me fan, wasn't as great as their previous works. But prior to that, they've released a super duper fantastic EP called Sunglasses. The song actually appeared on the album as well, but I personally prefer the EP version, which is why I decided to share it with you folks. Anyways, that was Saturday Looks Good to Me with their track Sunglasses, released off of an EP of the same name by Polyvinyl Records. And kicking off that set, I guess it's appropriate for the theme of the show, it's all-girl summer fun band with Grass Skirt. That's off of their, I want to say their first EP called Summer of 98 that was released by Magic Marker Records. And essentially, if you know all-girl summer fun band, they're this all-star indie pop cast that started after Kim Baxter, who is one of the members, went to a Softie show and introduced herself to Jen, a member of the Softies, and just gave Jen a tape of her music, and eventually they reached out to another friend asking three of them total, if they want to start an all-girls summer fun band. And yeah, and it just feels like the name completely accomplishes what the sound they are aiming for, and it's delightful. So I want to just kick off that set and get you guys in the mood of whatever poppy, non-overly hot summertime feels like in San Francisco. And yeah, so I'm gonna keep the music going. Up next, you're gonna hear a new track by La Luz off of their album that was released, oh gosh, I think it was a couple months ago. Anyways, the track is Lonely Dozer, and that's off of their album Floating Features. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you soon. Thank you. Hey there. Thank you for tuning in. You're currently listening to BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. My name's Clementine. I'm going to be here for the next 40 minutes playing a bunch of summery pop sounds for you guys because the weather is kind of changing in San Francisco. It's slightly more sunny, but we'll see. We'll see for the time being. But I guess it doesn't really change the fact that it is technically almost summertime. So let's celebrate that. Hooray. Anyways, that last track you just heard was Anna Birch with Tea Soaked Letter. That's the first track of her latest album, Quit the Curse, which was actually just released earlier this year, back in February, which is kind of hard to believe. That's a quarter of a year ago, or a third of the year ago. Oof, yikes. Anyways, super duper fantastic. Anna Birch is based out of Detroit, Michigan, or Ann Arbor, Michigan, one of those meccas of music, Midwestern meccas of music. Really talented musician, also she's a member of one of the Fractal Chambers' favorite bands, or at least one of my favorite bands, Failed Flowers, which features Fred Thomas of Saturday Looks Good to Me, which you just heard earlier in the show. Anyways, that's super great, super poppy album. And prior to that, you heard Teenage Burritos with Dania. That was off of a 7-inch single. That's exactly what it was. Dania was a 7-inch single released by San Diego-based Teenage Burritos, which sounds like a very, very much, if you told me they were from SoCal, I would believe it. If they were young kids from SoCal, I'd believe it. Anyways, that was Teenage Burritos with Dania. That was the A-side off of the 7-inch single that they released. The B-side being Kamikaze, which is also a great track. Maybe you'll hear it later. Who knows? That was released by Bolar Records. Anyways, Teenage Burritos, SoCal-based, obviously, very obviously SoCal-based garage pop band. I wouldn't call them garage pop, but anyways, they're a garage band from San Diego featuring a member of the Plateaus, which released a good album or so, at least one good album, or at least a couple good EPs, singles. That was released way back in 2013. I guess that's kind of a common theme. I graduated college in 2013, and nothing has ever really felt like summer. That's the most prominent summer year of mine, is post-graduation, where everyone's about to leave town, but your friends are still there lingering, and you're soaking in the actual mid-valley heat. And it just feels truly summer with no real responsibilities, because you're not obligated to go to school the next quarter, and you don't have a job lined up, so why can't you just relax? Anyways, 2013, very much Clementine summery year. And kicking off that set, you heard Laloo's with Lonely Dozer. That's off of their latest album, Floating Features, that was released off of Hardly Art fairly recently. Laloo's is ex-Seattle, now LA-based, which I kind of makes sense. They played a lot of more surfy music, which kind of seemed atypical for the Pacific Northwest, given the topographic qualities of the Northwest. But yeah, now they're still very solid. Now they're very based out of LA and going more psyche with this album, which is still fantastic. Everything they do is just absolutely phenomenal. Crawfish Cleveland, I think is her name, also has a little, she has her own calendar series where she hand paints famous musicians, famous artists, and it's done in a very stylistically way that is charming, I would want to say. We had a calendar of her, a year of hers calendar in the studio, and it was always delightful to look at. If she's doing one for 2019, I highly recommend checking it out. She's a fantastic musician also, and fantastic artist in general. Alright, up next, speaking of fantastic artists and musicians, you're going to hear a new track by Shannon Shaw. The track is called Lord of Alaska. That was just released on an album, just came out on an album that was released yesterday. new track of the album that came out yesterday. Yes, that's it. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. I'll see you guys soon.
I guess they're being clever.
Hey there. Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. My name's Clementine. I'm usually here every other Saturday morning playing a bunch of pop songs. That last track you just heard, that was Pinky with Warm off of her album Neoteny? I don't know. That was released off of Plastic Response, based out of Greenville, South Carolina. That album is still super duper new. I think it says it was released in June, but I don't know if that means it was released yesterday or within the last 8 days or so. Anyways, super fantastic bedroom pop, kind of like eerie in a way, but I don't know, very delightful and easy on the ears. That was Pinky with Warm, track that was just still fairly new. And prior to that, you heard Swirlies with Chris R. That was off of their EP, What to Do About Them, that was released way back in 1992 by Tang Records. And I believe it's actually one of their earliest EPs. I think that was their second EP they've ever released in their career. And I think the more I listen to them and the more I think about it, they're probably one of my favorite shoegaze bands. I don't know if you want to use the term shoegaze, but I don't know, something about them is both really arty, but both really, like, noisy in an offensive way. I don't know, I'm not great at describing it, but I'm a big fan of the Swirlies. I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to see them at the Chapel last year, and it was probably one of the best shows I've been to that year. And they're going back on tour with Nothing. I think Nothing's based out of, they're a post-punk band based out of New York. They're going on tour. So far the dates are, I swear, this one I saw a San Francisco date, but so far it's like mostly East Coast cities, but I don't know, stay tuned. Maybe they'll go tour the West Coast as well. I really hope they do. They're so good. I'm so glad they're still active as well. They were on hiatus for the longest time, and they're back, and they still got it. Their live sets are, like, super duper fantastic. Anyways, prior to Swirlies, you heard another East Coast band called Pants Yell. That track was The World We, off of their album Allison Stanton, released by Soft Abuse Records, which I kind of like that album name. Or, sorry, Soft Abuse. I kind of like that record label name. Anyways, prior to that, you heard Shannon Shaw with Lord of Alaska. That's off her latest album, Shannon in Nashville, that was released just yesterday, officially, off of Easy Eye Sound. If you guys aren't familiar with her, Shannon is one third of Shannon, like, Local Heroes band, Shannon and the Clams. This album, I believe, was recorded in Nashville and is on that record label by that one dude from the Black Eyed Keys. Label's name is Easy Eye Sound, and man, like, Shannon is super duper talented and super fantastic, and, like, all the notes that she hits, and, like, her voice is so, so soulful and so good. Super duper good. Anyways, we have about 20 minutes left. Want to keep the music going. There's a bunch of stuff that I'm excited to share with you guys, like a new track by Snail Mail. Anyways, up next you're going to hear Snail Mail with their track Pristine off of their new album Lush off of Matador Records. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy.
Traced by the We'll be right back. bed so young, so completely myself, relaxing in the swell. Now, folded in these pages now, song you always sang now. How can I rest these eyes? Cigarettes and walk right by. As if it wasn't your friendly presence, I was hoping to find. I'll walk by again. Out to figure out the party name. My funny, phony name. So I'll ask you to be my buddy. Give up aristocratic hassles. I'm the new queen of sandcastles.
Hey there. Thanks for tuning into the final moments of Fractal Chambers on here, here on BFF.fm. I guess we have about 3 minutes left. Don't have enough time to tell you what you just heard, but you can find it all at BFF.fm, and the show is Fractal Chambers, and it's Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 a.m. You can see the entire set list there. It's all available. I hope you check it out. I'm going to leave you guys with a track by Ireland-based musician who goes by the name of SoCal with his track Casablanca. It's a good summery tune. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you in 2 weeks.
Casablanca, oh, Casablanca, oh, Casablanca.